Been around before?
Hmm.
Couscous.
Couscous?
Yeah, but couscous was not what you call mush. Couscous was a cornbread, but it wasn't made. It wasn't made into a bread. It was just loose. In other words, it's just like if you take a cornbread and break it up and fry it, but keep it broken up. Never let it make into a cake. It would be probably the same ingredients as a cornbread, but it would always stay loose. You know, she'd keep scraping the bottom of the pot and turn it over, and it would fry more of it. It wouldn't be just a crust.
Okay. Now, when you crack the eggs and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, that's, you ever cook them that way?
Mm-hmm.
Say they were, for people that can't eat a lot of
poached eggs?
Yeah.
But when we do that, we'd put them, you know, those little lids from a mason jar?
Mm.
We'd crack the egg and put it in a mason jar, and that would hold it in one piece. Mason jar or cover. But it would be in boiling water. I know what you're talking about.
Okay, you got two parts of the egg there.
The yolk and the white.
Okay, the yolk is what color?
Yellow.
Right. Or you call that the yellow or whatever.
Yeah, we call it the yellow of the egg.
Okay. Now, when you were cooking greens or something such as that, would you put any sort of parts of the hog in when you were cooking it? What part?
I don't know. You better not talk too much about cooking to me. I don't need to hang around the kitchen too much.
All right. But we mentioned about some of the things you would make when you kept your meat too long. You say your meat got
rancid, or
you ever have it get your meat got, well, it is done what? It's done what?
Spalled.
Okay. And some of the things that you would make, like you take the hog meat and stuff it in casing.
Mm-hmm. Boudin.
Okay.
Which boudin or sausage.
Okay.
Yeah.
The butter, if you kept it too long, you say it, the butter got to looking like, well, it smelled. Would it ever smell one way or another? Mm-hmm. You ever hear anybody say the butter tasted funky? Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
No.
Okay.
Never heard of that.
Now, somebody who had a good appetite, you'd say, boy, he can sure put away his
groceries.
Okay. When you eat between a regular meal, you'd say you're just having a
snack.
Yeah. But do you eat pretty regular? In other words, or
do I eat regular?
Yeah.
Like five times a day.
Okay. And water.
Drink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I drink. Direct.
Okay, you just have a, come in and have yourself a,
I come in for coffee often.
Okay, now that's, how do you take your coffee?
Black.
That's black, you say, what?
No sugar, no cream, just black coffee.
Okay, the folks, they would say what, any other way, they'd say, I'll take my coffee.
Straight.
Mm-hmm. I never hear anybody say straight.
Straight.
But you take a, well, I'm not going to say a percentage. I bet half of the old people drink their coffee black. Miss Cleve, my mama, all those people drink their coffee black.
Yeah.
Doesn't your mom and daddy drink their coffee? No, your daddy uses sugar.
Did you ever smoke? Do you ever, have you ever smoked?
No. I used to smoke corn cob.
Pipe?
Oh, no, corn cob, not corn cob, corn silk.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, I'd try that kind of stuff. I used to smoke cigarettes too, for a while.
All right. Or some people might smoke what?
Cigars.
Okay.
Or?
Carotte?
That's what you're trying to make me say, the French word?
Well,
they used to have these people living right next to our house. They'd make their own cigars, but they wouldn't call them cigars, they'd call them carrots.